The rules for causal interpretation of the Pearson's correlation are not different than anything else. Do we have a true experiment with no confounds? Causally interpretable. Do we have a true experiment but really crappy shot at ongoing equivalence? Probably not. Do we not have a true experiment? No. Nothing's changed. So why the hell are so few correlations causally interpreted? It's really quite simple. Correlations are linear relationships between two quantitative variables. In most of our areas, we don't manipulate quantitative variables, we measure them. So we're measuring both variables, and it's not an experiment. It's that simple. But if I went out and I randomly assigned and manipulated people in terms of the number of practices they got, and I looked at their percent correct performance, and I found a scatter plot like this, and I found a correlation of 5 randomly assigned manipulated. I'm running a short-term laboratory study that gives me strong hope of maintaining ongoing equivalence of all procedural variables. I'm going to causally interpret that and say practice produces better performance. Because I got an experiment. I got no identifiable confounds. And I have a statistical relationship that just got promoted to causal relationship because there's no confounds and there's temporal precedence. I manipulated before I measured. There's nothing that prevents a correlation from being causally interpreted. Second thing, when we study effect sizes, the effect size we're going to use most often to pay the most attention to looks a whole lot like a Pearson's correlation. Kind of is. Other people prefer to call it eta, and we'll do both. Certainly, a causally interpretable ANOVA doesn't lose its causal interpretability when we translate that F into an R to call it an effect size. Right? And I could take the same set of data, plug it into a Pearson's correlation, or plug it into an ANOVA, and then calculate the effect size from the ANOVA, and I will get that Pearson's correlation back. They are parallel analyses, which we're kind of going to ignore for right now. Nothing happened to the causal interpretability of that data when I dialed up a correlation instead of dialing up a between groups ANOVA. All right? So the statement, correlation does not imply causality, means just because two variables are related doesn't mean they're causally related. Historically, remember, the word correlation at that time in that community of scientific philosophers was used the way we use the word relationship or association. Correlation was not a statistical term. We didn't have statistics yet. It was a term that meant, they're related. Later, it got imbued with statistical meaning and all sorts of bad things happened.